In today's episode, I'm explaining why getting specific is your best tool to get over your problems and challenges. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. I wanted to quickly get out an idea that I put out as a quote recently, to maybe give you some background and explanation for it. It's about how we solve problems by getting specific. So I don't think this is going to be new for you. I think it's more of a reminder. I think it's often that people will watch this and go, yeah, well, of course, that's obvious. But for other people, it's like, oh yeah, of course, I forgot to do that and apply it. Sometimes it's not about not knowing, it's just about the reminder. So this could be a useful reminder for you if you're facing a particular problem or challenge. And it's simply this, like I said at the beginning, about getting specific. One of the biggest challenges we can find that causes overwhelm, anxiety, worry, or stress often is how we take situations and make them very, very large, to the point they are very difficult to kind of dilute, digest, or diminish in some way so we can actually process them. And I find this personally as well, and sometimes I get so many large ideas or have plans that need to have happen that I need to actually take a step back and actually get specific. The problem with generalizations or issues is that, as I say, they become very large and begin to just overwhelm you. You don't believe there's any way of getting through them, past them, over them in some way. But the more we can actually break it down into its component parts, often we'll find that we can actually get through two or three of them, and then the problem begins to reduce. And in fact, even the process of working out the different component parts can indicate, actually, here's a quick solution here to resolve it. So as an example, which is always quite useful, let's say we're gonna buy a house. Well, buying a house can itself, may for you, trigger a whole set of emotions, which is like, oh my God, there's so many things to think about. I don't always feel that that's quite a natural response, I think. There's so many things I don't know, things I can probably remember from doing before, and new things I have to learn. It can feel like buying a house is a very large project and daunting and maybe overwhelming for some. But what we can do is we take the idea of buying a house, this big generalization causing the overwhelm, and actually then slice it down to its component parts. So there is looking for a house, there's solicitors involved, there's going to be surveyors involved, there's going to be finances involved. So if we begin to look at each individual area, they seem more easy to accomplish. For example, looking for a house. Okay, so we're not going to buy a house just yet, we're just going to look for a house. So breaking that down to the next specific level, or the next chunk, as it were, is that we need to contact or get in contact with a number of estate agents, and we'll go online and look from there. So all of a sudden, we're taking it down to small, actionable stages. So from the idea of buying a house, we've whittled it down to estate agents, and then whittled down to contacting a few, to then going seeing places. We are taking these small, small steps. Same with solicitors, for example, is that we need to find, and you know, have legal representation for the purchase. So we're going to need to find a solicitor. So that again breaks it down. But if you have the finding of the place, legal side, and the finances sorted out, well, that creates the picture of buying a house. By breaking it into specifics, it becomes far more manageable, far easier to determine, and actually take action. Because when we're looking at generalizations, big clouds, it creates inaction. We just stare at it overwhelmed. But when we can actually begin to dilute this down to specific points that we can then do something about, creates the action we need, which gets us moving. So in a bite-sized form, if you're facing any problems, any struggles or issues which are causing overwhelm, stress and anxiety, begin to find ways to break them down to small, manageable chunks. Ideally ones that you can actually easily go in action. Take it down from the generalization down into the specific, and you want to get far quicker resolutions and solutions to get you where you want to go. So I hope you got some value from that. If you have enjoyed it, please give it a thumbs up or a like and drop me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. But other than that, I'll leave you to your day and I'll catch you on the next episode. How legends are made.